verse 2, and I'm reading. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And they don't any more mean that than anything in the world. None of us want to really die. Death's unnatural for man, but they're complaining, you know, whining, murmuring again. I think it's the seventh murmuring, and it's the lack of water now. And listen to them, verse 4, And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? Here they are complaining. Here we go, some more, verse 5. And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us in unto this evil place? It's no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, neither's there any water to drink. And the child of God needs to recognize, I don't care where you are today or who you are today, friends, you're not there permanently. You're a pilgrim, just passing through this world, and you won't be at any one place long. And so we ought not to spend so much time complaining. Here they are back at Kadesh, where they failed before, and they're already complaining, there's nothing here. Well, land of milk and honey is ahead of them, friends, and it isn't here. This is not where they're to enter the land anyway. And they're complaining, as you see. And there's not any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And again, I call your attention to it, that every time these people murmured or complained, the glory of the Lord appeared. God was displeased with their complaining. That ought to give us some idea today. If we are a whining, complaining saint, we're not pleasing to God. And I don't care who we are or where we are or what we're doing.